Well, congratulations, Sarah Goranzik. It's it's been a quite a week for you.
Yes, it has.
Today, you know, it's announced that you are getting the Barrymore Award for Lifetime Achievement in your theater work. And you announced a few days ago that you're out of here. Well, at least from the Philadelphia Theater Company.
Sort of out of here. Not entirely.
You know, you're the longest running show, arguably, in the city, as far in the arts community, from what I can figure out. Now, maybe somebody's beat you by a year. 35 years is a long time.
It is a
long
run.
I don't know. I can't think of anybody. I want to know, though, why now?
Why not now is the question. 35 to me is this incredible benchmark where it feels like if I can't step away from my company when it's 35 years and we're in financially good shape and we have everything in front of us, when is the time? And that was the question that sort of drove me all throughout this past year when I was thinking, maybe I should be doing something else, and what else can I be doing, and what can I be doing to make theater that doesn't involve a great deal of administrative load and daily work?
Well, let's talk about that daily work and administrative load, because you are right now known as executive producing director.
Indeed.
Am I right?
Yes.
Well, tell us what an executive producing director does.
Oh, my God. What doesn't an executive producing director do? Well, there's things that I do organizationally, and then there's things that I do specifically regarding the productions. So the easy part is the production part of it. I'm a producer, and I'm proud to wear that helm, that mantle, I should say. To be a producer is to be focused on creating all of the best conditions possible to make the art great, as great as it possibly could be. Artistically, also to locate the perfect audience, to create a base of funding support that will allow you to do that kind of work and be adventuresome at times. It's kind of the whole package. So that's sort of been my focus, is the whole package, really. And that really speaks to what I've been doing organizationally at Philadelphia Theater Company, which is leading it for you know, 9 to 35 years, working with a board and staff to create the strategic direction for this institution as it has evolved over time and shape-shifted to adapt to the changing environment while staying true to our mission. That, at the largest, is what I have done, as well as quality control and guarding the mission and making sure we do it as well as we possibly can.
Well, let's talk about the nitty-gritty a little bit.
What about that?
You picked the plays.
I do. It's
That's
my
where
fault.
It starts.
All my fault. Completely. The blame stops here.
Are there some that you are really proud that you picked?
Oh, definitely. I mean, most of them, I feel that there always has been a really solid, fundamental choice why this work should be done at a certain time in our region or rolled out for the world if it's a world premiere. I think there's always a compelling reason for just about everything that we have done. That's the first thing that I really care about, is should this work be done, you know, now? And so when I think about that, I think of some of the things that we've done along the way that have been important to us as an institution and to a city. And there's so many. I mean, we've done, like, you know, since I've been there, you know, about 150 productions of World and Philadelphia premieres. And certain things have really propelled this institution ahead, been really big benchmarks for us. For example, the obvious one was when we did the world premiere of Masterclass and began a long relationship with the playwright Terrence McNally. And this new play kind of won the Tony. It did
it
win the Tony.
It didn't kind of.
It won the Tony, and it would had a life that continues on today, and it's traveled all over the world. And it was an extraordinary journey for Philadelphia Theater Company at the time, because we were not that old a company, and this was an amazing thing that really happened to us. So that was a big benchmark. Co-producing Citizen Tom Paine with the Kennedy Center in the late 80s with Richard Thomas and this awesome ensemble of actors that included local actors like Tom Teddy and other actors right out of school like Allison Janney. And Zach Grenier was amazing. And we produced this in time for the constitutional anniversary. And then we sent it down to the Kennedy Center. So this idea of collaborating with other institutions, especially those larger than us, that was sort of a big benchmark for us as well. And we started to take a more global look about what we can do, not just in Philadelphia, but beyond Philadelphia. So that was big. Another production that holds a dear place in my heart is, well, there's so many of them. I mean, the Happiness Lecture that we commissioned from Bill Irwin that happened in the first year of the Suzanne Roberts Theater, working with Bill Irwin.
Tell us how that idea came about.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, tell us how that came about. He was in London, wasn't he? Wasn't he playing in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Wasn't he George?
He was. I mean, I don't know if he had gotten to London yet, but he was involved in this huge career step for him, which is certainly stepping away from a lot of the physical clowning he had been doing and undertaking this masterpiece from Edward Albee in a very highly commercialized piece with opposite Kathleen Turner, who we then went on to work with a few years later. But we had worked with Bill Irwin in a production of Trumbo. Which asked him to play, of course, Dalton Trumbo, and to speak and sit at a desk for nigh on to 2 hours without ever flexing a muscle. Never got up once.
And this is a guy who is known as a clown.
One of the great genius nouveau vaudevillians of our time. Yeah. One of the world's, you know, globally famous, brilliant physical comedians. And he simply spoke. And it's my theory that he was probably getting his chops ready in preparation for what he was about to undertake, which is Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? To me, I think we were his Olympic warm-up for what was about to happen. Right. But we met him doing in hiring him for Trumbo. And then after that, he became a friend of the company, and he loved Philadelphia. And so when we opened the Suzanne Roberts Theater in 2007, we had commissioned him a couple of years before to create something that first year that would celebrate the opening of the theater and celebrate Philadelphia and also get him firmly back into clowning and creating an original devised piece. So we did this thing called the Happiness Lecture that starred Bill and this amazing ensemble of actors that included people like Jen Childs and Lee Etzold and other people.
From Philly.
And Nicole Canuso and so many others and some others from afar that he brought in. And we rehearsed it with him for about 2 years while he was doing Virginia Woolf. And finally, it debuted in June of 2008. And it was just amazing.
What's the downside of this job? What's the hardest thing you do? The thing that you won't miss anymore?
Well, I'll miss so much of it. I really will. But the tough part for me, it's the joy and the challenge, is choosing a season every year. It's a Herculean task, as anyone tasked with this job can attest. Anyone who has to deliver a full season that is artistically satisfying, organizationally both safe and challenging, affordable, doable within who you are and what your resources are, that has never been done in the city before, that another theater hasn't grabbed first, all of that. And imagine choosing five of those and then doing it all within your budget and doing it every year and getting it all done and delivered by early March so you can get out there and sell the season. It's kind of crazy.
Well, you've had great luck getting the rights to plays that have just been on Broadway mm-hmm. or are about to be over. Is that somehow related to your longevity in this job? You know people, or is it just good bidding wars?
I think that Philadelphia Theater Company has represented something to many people who are the gatekeepers to productions that we want to produce or develop from scratch, as we do with new plays. I think it's the fact that we have a mission devoted to producing and developing new American plays and musicals. And we have a staff that is set up for that and a very smart audience who appreciates that. We're also operating in a beautiful venue right on the Avenue of the Arts of a wonderful size, 365 seats. And we have a mission that permits us to use the finest regional artists, but also to reach out beyond Philadelphia, because we are here and have been here to serve the vision of the writer or the composer. That comes first. So what we do in putting work together is, what is the best creative team we could put together to serve the vision of the play or the musical? And we have a reputation for that. So I think it has given us, I'd like to think, a slight advantage with playwrights and their agents and licensors about getting a hold of plays that we really want to do that others might want to do as well. I think people feel that we'll probably do a pretty good job. No one's perfect, of course, but we'll give it our absolutely best shot.
When you're not in the theater, which I know is rare, and you have your own downtime, what do you do?
I go to theater. It's terrible, but I do. I go to theater. I hop on the train and go to New York, or you know, I'll see theater in this particular city. It's a feast. I'll go see all kinds of things. I love visual arts as well, but when I have a couple extra dollars in my pocket and some spare time, I run to theater. It's a real busman's holiday.
Okay, so after 35 years in Philly, it seems to me that you've achieved the maybe the moniker of spokesperson or statesperson is what I should say, a stateswoman.
I feel like Eleanor Roosevelt.
And first, you get this Lifetime Achievement Award.
I feel like Mother Time.
And you're also
can I
you
say
know,
something?
Down, yeah.
I'm not retiring. Can I say that?
Yes,
I'll
please.
Say that 100 times. I am so not retiring. In terms of lifetime achievement, I have an awful lot of achievement ahead of me, I hope. And even though I've had the time of my life, I have an awful lot in front of me. And I want to continue producing and making theater and supporting theater as much as I possibly can, just in a slightly different way, maybe a bit less administratively focused.
Well, we wish you the very best, Sarah Gronzik. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.